Production. Recorded live.
Hi, my name's Brenda Lanoff, and I'm the creator of the Brenda's Mindful Healing Show and company called Whispering Energetic Healing. I'm an intuitive counselor, an energy healer, and speaker, and I work with a lot of individuals with some challenging health issues around the world. I do that with Skype, over the phone, and in person, but really anyone who has access to a computer can benefit from remote healing, which is very cool. And further information as to that, you can contact me at whisperingenergetic.ca. One of my passions is doing radio shows, and it's really exploring options for the audience as to their self-healing and self-empowerment. It's all about self-empowerment. And I'm bringing on really interesting people. Today, I really have the opportunity to bring on a lady named Patricia Beach. Now, Patricia has an interesting background. I came across her many years ago, and I'll just give you some info on Patricia. Patricia has lived a painful life of an overeater from her teen years to well into early adulthood, and then over 30 years ago, she discovered the secret to regaining her power over food, not through deprivation, but as a way to enjoy eating and to lose weight. So she proceeded to practice and perfect the principles she writes about, and today she remains completely healed. In addition to reaching master-level proficiency in two energetic healing methods and maintaining a private practice in physiotherapy, Patricia lectures, conducts media appearances, and leads classes and workshops on weight loss. She lives, writes, and creates her audio CDs in Southern California, where she is a healthy, vibrant living advertisement for the benefits of gaining freedom from food. So welcome, Patricia.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for having me on the show.
You know, I came across your book years ago, and I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel like now is really the time to let people know about the work that you're doing, and because we're going so many major shifts right now on Earth, and I just think the whole premise of quantum physics, that approach to losing weight is so interesting, and I'm really excited about interviewing you tonight. So can you tell me, your method is that you've created is called Freedom from Food, and can you tell me how did your story begin, and what was your journey to get to the point where you thought, you know, that's it, I'm going to create a program for people to use?
Well, my story, and I want to say, is individual, and yet it's every overeater story. And it begins in a place where life gets too painful. And mine began at an early age where things just got too painful, and the buffers I had weren't strong enough to protect me from what I felt was criticisms and disappointments. And for me, it was when I lost my father's love. I was a child, and, you know, like many of us, his love went to another sibling. And I hadn't realized at that time that he was the wind beneath my wings. So when that love went away, when I saw betrayals happening in my family, I really took a deep dive, and I found myself very anxious, too anxious with life and what it was dealing me. And I felt lonely and fearful and needing love. And so at that point, I went to food. There is a point with all eaters when whatever situation they're in, they feel like they can't get out of the pain, and they start reaching for food as a buffer for the pain, and food to be the love they're not getting. So that was my story. A very short version of it.
Yes, and Again, like I think you're, I really want you to get into the quantum approach as to energy. And it's just really struck a chord with me personally. And I know there's so many weight loss programs out there. And we're just so, I think we're all just so really tired of it all. And we, you know, a lot of companies making a lot of money at our expense. So it's time, and I know one of the affirmations that you have in your book is trust the body to eliminate excess. And I love that. I love the fact that it's just like, you know, I need to trust my body. I need to be self-empowered. And I think that is where your work, what you promote, and the help that you give is like really essential now. It's that whole wave of, you know, self-empowerment again.
I do too, because we are a society that now is so dependent on outside. We're told to diet, we're told to take pills. I'm actually in a documentary called The Business of Disease with Bruce Lipton and some other people that people would know in this field. And it's really about how we have given our power away. We've given our power with weight and food away to other people outside of ourselves to tell us, give us a program to fix ourselves. And the trouble with that is that the power, I believe, it started inside and the healing is inside. And people have forgotten that they actually can affect their body with their own mind and go back into a place of trusting their body. And in the beginning, our bodies were set up, you know, as they were set up to eliminate anything toxic. So if you get a cut or you scrape your knee, white corpuscles are sent immediately to start healing. So we were created by whatever created us. I won't go into that one. But we are set up to heal. And so our body is a healing mechanism. And it is, as scientists, quantum physicists have shown us now, it's fluctuating waves of energy. We are under the optical illusion that we are solid. And that is an outdated thought, because they have now discovered that we are moving and fluctuating, and that our thoughts and our feelings are rearranging our system all the time.
Yes. And so much of it is, don't you think, Patricia's, like the, you know, what we need to do with affirmations?
I think affirmation is part of it. It certainly is helpful, because if you say a thought like, everything I eat makes me lighter and lighter, then your body, what that does, because our bodies are 90% water, what that does is it, they've shown, you know, Dr. Emoto showed that any thought we put in will change our body, and our body is mostly water, and he has pictures of it changing by the very thought we think. So we're sculpting our body all the time with the thoughts that we think. We think we can abuse our body and say, everything I eat is going right to my hips. And we think that'll have no effect, you know, or when we say, I hate my body and different things. But they've shown that, you know, the matrix of the water changes completely with every thought we think.
Yes.
So he's just one person of many, many, many.
Yes. And you mentioned that in your book, all the different different authors and speakers. You know, I have to ask you a question, and because I'm so big on hormones, I'm going to jump into hormones because, it just is really coming up now. I'm of the baby boomer generation. So do you think that on a collective level that the thought process is after a certain age, you're going to hold this excess, you know, fat around your middle? on a collective level, do you believe that that affects us individually?
I'm so happy you mentioned that, because it's these beliefs that I'm fighting all the time. And we do. Yes, I think there are collective beliefs that at a certain age, you will gain weight. When you're in menopause, they have it, you know, so many different things. Mm-hmm. Let's see, when you're at a certain age, what else do they have? If you don't eat a certain way, if you don't run a certain way, if you don't eat a certain amount of this or that, there are so many belief systems about how you will gain weight. If your aunt was heavy, so will you be. These are all belief systems. And I'm 60, how old am I now? 65. And I haven't gained a pound. And if you look around, there's just as many people who are in menopause and have not gained weight. So if it was really true that at a certain age all women got a stomach and gained weight, then I'd say fair enough, there's something going on. But there's just as many people who that's not true for.
Really, because to me, it, you know, just walking down the street, or on, it just seems like most women after a certain age have this middle role, and I'm one of them. And it's driving me insane.
So I would say one of the first things I would do is work with that belief system, just so that you would be open enough to allow it perhaps to be a possibility that doesn't have to be so, and to realize that your body and that stomach area is fluctuating waves of energy, and that your body wants to release that energy. It really wants to release it now. And so I would work with you with the metaphysical principles so that you would get back into a place of trusting that your body doesn't really want that excess weight.
Right. And how about as to the hormones? So, you know, for example, I just started my, you know, 3 months ago, this bioidentical. So I thought, okay, you know, I'm going to give this a go, do the bioidentical. And, you know, I first tested all my levels are really, really low. Am I buying into the collective thinking as to hormones? And at a certain age, your hormones are going to be imbalanced?
You know something, what I want to say is, and of course I went through the hormonal thoughts and doctors and trying to figure out what was right for me also, as all the women, just like you said, are trying to do. I am not a master at that. So I can just say, you know, on a mastery level, like what I have mastered in my life is weight. So I, you know, is it, I'm sure, connected, or I shouldn't say I'm sure, but it's probably connected, since to me, it seems like our thoughts and emotions are affecting our body as a whole. Mm-hmm. But the place I really know is weight.
Right.
That's the place I've seen it. I can tell you. I can tell you what, you know, where it's a false belief and where I see people have bought in. But with hormones, I really can't.
Right.
That's not my world.
Right. Yeah, I think it's all interrelated too. And you mentioned in your book about sugar. Of course, we're told, you know, we just cannot eat sugar, and there's hidden sugar and everything. But then there's people like yourself are able to eat sugar, and, you know,
right.
it just your
That's
body
right.
doesn't absorb it. It's not holding on to it. And I love that.
No, it really isn't. And what's interesting, when I work with people who at one point, you know, can barely look at food without gaining weight or can't eat a certain amount of sugar. I'm not talking about if a doctor says, look, it, you have diabetes. So I'm not talking, I mean, I always say listen to your doctor if you've got a problem.
Right.
But if it's just a belief system, which is what I feel has happened to us in society, you know, people are so afraid of food. They're afraid of eating anything. They don't know how to eat, even. We're given so many different opinions. But what I've seen when people go through my program is by the time they get to the place where they're going to test out the healing on themselves, that it doesn't matter. And believe me, they bring sugar. They bring all kinds of sugar. They bring all the things they've been deprived of. And either the mind and the emotions can change the body or they can't. It's as simple as that. It's not maybe yes, maybe no.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? A person can't do it in a maybe way is what I should say.
Right.
Either you want to test it and you want to go into, can my mind really change my body system? And the answer is that I've seen with people is absolutely they can. They can affect their body. Their bodies change with now, I'm not saying that it's not as simple as an affirmation. It takes a complete focus and understanding to change the way the body processes food. So because it's gotten so habitual, it takes time to break the habit because the consciousness is what breaks the habit and takes care of the erring mental beliefs so that the body can go back to what it naturally does best, which it takes in food, digests it, and eliminates it.
I love it. When you talked about elimination in your book, and I do have your CT, and I've had it for a period of time, and I just feel like, oh, geez, now it just feels so right. I didn't trust myself before, but now it just feels this is the time, this whole quantum energy. It's just everything's kind of clicking. But when you're talking about the tree or talking about animals and the amount of food that they can take in, well, they're not thinking about the food. They're eliminating.
Yes.
It was like a light bulb moment for me when I read that again.
Yes, it is. You know, we are part of nature and we've forgotten it. You know, you never see a anorexic butterfly or a anorexic ad or bulimic. They don't diet. They don't have different diets. These are all man-made concepts, and they haven't been working so well. You know, if you look even on the stars on television, you're going to see that, you know, they keep coming back to, you know, for more ideas on how to lose weight. Because a dieting builds up a deprivation, and we can't hold that long. It's just we want what we can't have. I mean, I also believe in healing that wound and learning more and more. I think, you know, when we were hurt, wherever we were hurt in our life, we learned to stuff those feelings down with food. I think it's also important we get used to living outside kind of our body because we learn to protect it with food. So I think it's also important, this isn't the quantum physics piece, but it's also important, like what I'm telling people now is right before you eat, just give yourself one more minute to stay in life and feel what you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then eat. Do it, you know, eat, you know, with the program.
Right.
And then begin to realize it's not the food that's making you gain weight. You know, even they've seen that calories are heat units of energy. There's no place where it says weight units. You look up calories in the dictionary or wherever, it says calories are heat units of energy. And so I'm thinking, okay, so if I eat a huge amount of calories, I'm eating a huge amount of heat.
Right.
And we're not hibernating. So I don't need that extra heat. And my body knows I don't need that heat. And it will release it. We have to remember our only job is to chew the food. That's it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Our job is to chew the food. The moment we swallow, it's our body's job.
Right.
It's not our job. It's like if we'd stay out of the way, it would be, I think it would be a lot better.
Yeah, our head definitely gets in the way. And I know in your book, you talk about this inner child work. Can you just explain to the audience what is inner child work and what does that mean?
Well, not all of us, but some of us, and a lot of us, actually all of us have inside of us what I'm going to call a wounded child. Margaret Paul wrote books on it. And so there's a place, and even if you take it out of the child mode, where we're hurting, where we feel wounded. Something happened that wounded us, whether it was abuse, whether it was love leaving us, rejection. And that part needs healing, because what happens is that part, something triggers the pain in that part, and it reaches for food. Because food is like, people are almost, it's almost like a frenzy. When I reach because I'm emotionally needing something and I need a fix right then, it's almost like a fix. I'm desperate. I need that fix and I need it now. And it's my fix is M&Ms maybe, but it's the same feeling, and it's a desperateness like I need to sedate this feeling. It's so uncomfortable for me.
How do you separate that from, for example, if your body's like really craving protein and you just know you need protein, your blood type O, for example, you have
Well, it's a similar thing, actually, I feel. Like when I'm, if I'm really hungry and I haven't paid attention and I get really hungry, it's a similar craving. Or if you're craving, if you're not paying attention to the balance in your body, I think there are different cravings. You know, sometimes it just really needs something.
Right. So it's an awareness that we're talking about. It's really becoming attuned and aware of as to what your body needs, and asking questions, perhaps, body, what do you need? You know, what is it that you're craving?
Yeah. And I think that's good even when you're in the emotional, you know, the emotional want to just binge, or the emotional want to eat something that you don't think is good for you. It's like, you know, if you can stay for a moment, what are you craving? You know, when it all started, you couldn't deal with that feeling. But now, when we're older and we are not in our, you know, the parents aren't controlling us, or we're not in a relationship controlling us, we can realize that we can handle a little more of that anxiousness, a little more of that anxiety, and help ourselves realize that we can survive a little more of that uncomfortable feeling before we stuff it down. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. You know, I'm also thinking as you're talking here that there's just so many other good methods that we could use in addition to this. And you do mention EFT in your book, Emotional Freedom Technique.
I do that when I have, I list many, many, as I'm dealing with people, it becomes very evident that there's a part of us that wants to heal. And there's a part of us, I call it the saboteurs in the book, which I'm going to call it the doubting voice, the slimy thoughts, the part of ourself that is really invested in us not being winners, wants to keep us playing small, doesn't want us to be as big as we really are, because we're incredibly wonderful, gorgeous beings. But there's a part of us that keeps us down and feeling not good enough, and I call that the saboteurs.
Mm-hmm. Not to shine too bright in the world.
That's right. You know, that obviously when we were younger, for whatever reasons, everyone has different reasons, but that became something that was dangerous for many of us. And so, I talk about the saboteurs. And what was it, say your question again? What was it about the saboteurs?
Well, actually, I have a specific question, and this is from someone that knew you were going to be on the show today.
Oh.
And so here's a question for you. She said, I've changed my feelings about food on the quantum level, knowing that whatever I eat will give me the proper nutrition that my body needs that day. But I still have a pause when I hear people around me saying things like, this is going to my thighs, or I shouldn't eat this, or this is blowing my diet, or other general fat food talk. I find it jarring and momentarily breaks the magic joy of eating intuitively. So how do you handle this situation?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I teach people with the saboteurs. It's a big thing. And because I have them take a stand where they really have to focus on trusting their body and changing their thoughts about food and seeing food as energy. And they have to prove to themselves that their mind can change their body. So when I teach, I have a part in the book, it's called Healthy Instincts. And someone with healthy instincts, it's like, is very aware. It's as if you have a cat and a bird. When there's a bird around a cat, the cat is very aware of the bird. It's watching it, its every move. Or any kind of animal is aware of any predator around. You know how alert they get? Like a deer just stops and looks around with its ears. Very keenly aware. That's called healthy instincts. It doesn't let you're not going to see a cat with a bird landing on it. That's not going to be a usual sight. But with human beings, we will sit in a situation that's unhealthy for us. And we know it's unhealthy, but we sit there because we think we have to be good little girls or good little boys. Instead of changing the subject. So healthy instincts say, you know, see how to say, hey, look it, I'm, like, especially when people are doing their two-week healing, I teach them, don't be nice. Nice is the booby prize. You know, if someone comes in and is going to change the thoughts that you're thinking in a negative way, then you need to just come up with a statement like, you know, I really don't want to talk about food or hear statements about food and dieting right now. I'm sick of it, you know. Or you can say, I just don't think that way and I don't really want to talk about it. Or you can say, you cannot go out with that person. You can excuse yourself to the, you know, the restroom. You can do whatever you have to do. When I'm having people do the two-week healing, and it's essential that they do not, mess up their the field they're building. The what would you call it?
The healing
energy field they're in. I tell them, no matter what, it's your responsibility to take care of yourself. That's what the inner child, you said, what is the inner child wanting? The inner child wants to know that you, the loving adult, or you who, you know, the adult person is going to take care of it, is going to draw boundaries, is going to change the subject, get out of the room, not go with people who are not healthy for them, is going to say no, because if you don't learn how to do that, then they just want to eat. Because eating's the way they're doing that. Eating is
boundaries.
The way you're handling it.
Boundaries is so huge, and I just think it's such a massive issue for women in general. But boundaries is so huge when it comes to this. And
yes.
We haven't been encouraged to have boundaries. So as women, I'm going to say that. I do. I really.
Well, we're more empathetic. It's easier for me to deal with men.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, almost everyone I deal with is women, but it's easier for me to deal
yes.
with men.
because, I believe that.
Yeah, because men are taught how to hold a focus.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone, they're on the football field and they have emotions that aren't comfortable. They're taught to stay in the game.
Yeah.
So they don't get like women. So they're like women, like we're going along a certain path, you know, like you're the person's telling you I'm in a certain flow and I'm saying the right things to myself. And then someone comes in to kind of say something and it pulls our energy off.
Right.
And we just go empathetic. Someone can say, oh, I'm feeling really bad. And just can really, you know, we go into empathy. Whereas men are taught to hold a focus. And really, so much of my teaching, because the cells don't really respond unless that, in what I've seen, unless you hold a solid focus, they
okay,
don't respond.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why you can't, you know, go, okay, well, I'm going to believe food doesn't make me gain weight today. And in the next minute go, oh, it's going right to my hips. The cells don't understand that.
Or what about if you bounce the energy back? And I know one of the statements that different modalities is this, well, that's an interesting point of view. So, well, it goes right through my thighs. Well, that's an interesting point of view. And it really doesn't maybe enter your energy field as quickly where you can kind of bounce back.
Yeah, I think you can. But I don't, for people who are just learning, like I can do that. You could say anything to me about food making me gain weight, and I wouldn't listen to you. You could tell me any new study. You could tell me any new thought. You could tell me any new food. I'd be tuning you out so fast that, I mean, you don't enter my field. I wouldn't allow it.
That's amazing that it's been over, like, 30 years. What was that? Like, 30 years ago, the word
really more.
Energy.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't even, those words
weren't
uttered. You know, that's really amazing.
I really popped out of a reality. I did. I popped out of, a whole societal belief system. I was studying the mind and its effect on the body. And I just took it seriously. I really just tried it for 2 weeks, the same way I tell people. And what happened was that my focus and was so strong that my body healed itself. And in 2 weeks, I wasn't gaining weight from food. And then 2 weeks after that, I was losing 10 pounds. And 2 weeks after that, I was losing 10 more pounds. And, you know, not everybody, it works the way it works with me, but it works differently. But still, that's what happened to me. It does work that people don't gain weight from food in 2 weeks. That's what I see really work. And then losing weight, they need to hold the consciousness. And it's, you know, it's the solid front that reaches the cells. Like, you hear how strong I am?
Yes.
I'm sure you hear it.
Yeah, definitely. Very strong.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, because it's a field. And I'm not going to give up my field because I can eat whatever I want and I never gain weight. So I would never give up that for any kind of ideal like dieting, because that would be ridiculous. I would be in pain again and hell again and a roller coaster again. So I keep my force field up. It's not even an issue anymore. I mean, I would never trade it. But that's what people have to learn. That's why I say men are easier. Mm-hmm. They know how to focus. I have to teach women to focus. I have to call on the strength in them. I have to help them not just merge into a negative thought someone else is saying. You know, I have to keep them, or help them keep, I can't do anything, but help them keep focused and practice keeping focused on thoughts that will give their cells the map of where they're supposed to go.
Right, and that makes sense. Do you find that through your work that you can go back generations? So generations of beliefs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's so ingrained beliefs. Sure. Absolutely.
I think that would be, I think that, the you know, people may not realize how far back these beliefs go and just think of something maybe you picked up from your mother, but who knows? Perhaps it goes much back further than that. So it's something to really, yeah, explore. You know, you also mentioned about, I might be skipping around here a bit, but you have these affirmation cards. So the question I have for you is, would you mind sharing one affirmation so I can see how they resonate? So for someone who's interested in your affirmation cards, so she's obviously looking at your website and is curious.
One of them is, it's safe to be thin.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that's so important because it's so not safe for people. So they really need to, like I said, hang out a minute or two longer. Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay. So it's safe to be thin. So learning about that, you know, we have habitually stuffed ourselves, stuffed food down, or some of us have been binger stuffers. Some, you know, are bulimics, some starve themselves. There's all different versions. But whatever it is, it's hard to be in life. It's a little less hard. So feeling safe starts with to be thin is feeling safe even just to feel.
Ah.
Life.
Feeling safe to feel life. I think that's pretty huge.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah. Janine Roth talks about it. And it's
that is a huge one.
Yeah,
and I think with what's happening today too, there's just so much just happening in the world. It's just like we want to tune things out, but I think we do need to feel and allow that.
Yes, at least some of it. We can't keep
some of
we stuff it down, and I understand, you know. And it's too much for everyone. It's so much, but we can get better at it and realize we can survive feeling. Because for an eater, it's habitual to stuff it all down.
Yeah, right.
So that's the emotional level.
Okay. Can you just sort of go briefly over your outline of your program? So if somebody that's interested in this freedom from food, I understand it's divided into 5 parts. And so you go through the chapters with each part, and then you follow in an essential progression to align your thinking and create a paradigm shift in the way of food affects your body. So for someone who may be interested, can you just sort of quickly go over the outline of the program, starting with why freedom from food, that part one?
Yeah, why freedom from food? Well, I think why freedom from food has to do with diets didn't seem to work for me, and if anyone, they're working so well who's listening to this call, then I guess you don't need to listen. But I'm laughing only because I know that anyone who's tried a diet knows that they're not working. They might work temporarily, but I know that, you know, that's not, you know, they gain weight back and more.
Yes,
really,
and I know. I've gone through that several times.
Yeah, and it's painful because it takes so much to lose it.
Well, financially and emotionally, and you just beat up yourself, and it's a lot of feeling betrayed.
Yes, and betrayal is really where it all begins, actually, some form of betrayal. But so why freedom from food, or why this program, is because I found that diets, they didn't work for me. So that's how this program began, because I decided that I needed a different way. And I had studied the mind and body for about 8 years. And I wasn't studying food, but I needed to see, does this stuff really work? I've been studying the mind and its effect on its body. And what I found was that diets didn't work. I knew that on me. And that's why Freedom from Food is really about that. And that's the number one thing. It doesn't work. There's so many people, women, who are hurting from dieting, and they feel they can't tell anyone about their suffering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you feel like such a failure.
Yeah, that we're not enough. And we keep it quiet. Eaters keep it quiet. You know, we kind of go underground. We don't want, I think as a general rule, you know, we eat down the pain and then we show up as great friends for other people and very empathetic and great friends. And we kind of don't show people that in-between dark place that where we feel out of control, often unloved, definitely not good enough. So, and there was nobody to tell. And I think the number is something like 80% of women think they're overweight.
Oh, dear.
I mean, that's a lot.
Let alone the girls as they get younger and younger. It's so awful.
It really is. I mean, in second grade, they're dieting. So you know what that is. I mean, the moment you start that seesaw, you know, of dieting, and they become obsessed with these, you know, Paris Hilton type models. They want to be there because they think that their image is what will get them love. But the problem starts with, why aren't they feeling loved? It starts farther back. You know, why are you not feeling loved? Why are we wanting to change our body, get cosmetic surgery so much, and ending because we're hoping and praying that we'll get the love that seems like that brings.
Yeah. Now, Patricia, you get into the four master keys, the key one.
Yes. Okay. Sorry.
Oh no! I mean, it's so interesting. Mind creates matter. Emotions affect your body. Food is energy. So maybe you've touched on all of that.
Yes. So what happens is then it's the understanding. When you're changing a belief system, you have to hang on to something that you feel is true. So if I'm giving up diets, which have been my lifeline that I'm controlling, you know, is the way I feel like I control weight, I have to have something else to hold on to that will carry me through. So the first mastery key is about the body healing itself. So I have to switch from thinking that I need a pill or a diet to do that to really understanding that if I let go, my body will go into a healing mode. And part of that healing mode is to have a healthy, perfectly proportioned body.
Mm-hmm.
It's always trying to do that. Just like it tries to heal cuts, it tries to heal any wound and eliminate anything toxic or unneeded. That's how it's set up. So it's important to know what's going to work if I give up dieting. So the body heals itself as one. I'm just giving brief ideas about these things. That mind creates matter, so it's very important to realize that the matrix of all matter, which means the matrix of our body, is really mind. It's mind. Maxwell Planck discovered that. Mind is the matrix of all matter. And Einstein, that our bodies are actually energy, fluctuating and moving, not dense. Like we think food is dense and we think our bodies are dense, but they're not. They're moving. And the mind creates the matter. So mind creates matter is very important. So once you let go of dieting, it's funny, I've never explained it this way. It's actually helping me explain it a different way. What I can depend on is, oh, okay, well, instead of a diet, I can change my way I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And not just a little, not a few thoughts. Like I said, the cells need complete direction. So when it comes time to really heal, once you get the mastery keys, then you have to employ them. But those first is getting them, because they're going to be what holds you up. And then emotions affect your body. We've talked a lot today about emotions and the need for drawing boundaries and the need for healing belief systems and healing the wounds mm-hmm. that it was all created from in the first place.
Does
and then the
body,
fourth mass. Hmm?
Sorry, I just had a question here. Do the cells understand the word trust? Because
no, the word means nothing.
Okay.
The word means nothing. The action means everything. I've never said that either. In other words, so I'm just maybe saying that louder. It understands if you're really trusting it. In other words, trust is earned. And so I can say I trust my body, and that's better than nothing for sure. Sometimes acting as if is also very good. But when I let go, because I know it's like handing over the power back to my body. So I, when I say, okay, I turn it over back to your healing system. You were the one created to, you know, create the body, keep the body going. So when I trust that you're going to do what you were created to do, every time I do trust it with my thinking and my trust, then it's way more than a word. Do you understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But
it's also a huge feel, like you're feeling
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like people say, what's the difference between you and me, Patricia? And I go, I trust my body. So if I'm feeling bloated, I don't panic. I just go, oh, okay. Well, I just know my body will take care of it. How will it take care of it? I don't need to know, but I know if it didn't take care of it, we would be the size of a mountain bigger. We'd be so bloated, we'd burst.
Yeah.
But our body always takes care of it. So it's that trust that my body knows what to do. Or if I feel stuffed, I mean, how many of us have feel stuffed? But as a child, we didn't even know concepts, but, you know, we ate all those pancakes or we did whatever we did. And we felt stuffed, but our body knows what to do. It knows we're stuffed. It knows we took in what we shouldn't really, or overtook in.
Right.
And it will eliminate it if we leave it alone. If we say, hey, I'm going to gain weight. I just ate, you know, I have people mm-hmm. say, I just ate an extra health food cookie. I'm going to gain weight. That's how far they take it. And it's like, that's so little faith in your body.
Yeah, that's a very, it's such an interesting, more than a concept, but reality. And then, of course, you can take this to the health, your the health of your body. For example, if you're dealing with a serious illness, is that, well, my body knows exactly how to heal. Well,
that's
I'm sure
right.
you have, yeah, it just covers.
And you can reinforce it with your thoughts, because once again, the mind creates matter. So not only can you trust it, you can reinforce it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the flow, and you can enhance the flow. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense.
So when I see the way my body was set up, which was to eliminate anything toxic, I can encourage that by saying my body eliminates anything it doesn't need that isn't any nutrient. You know, it takes the nutrients it needs and it releases the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what it's set up to do. So I can encourage it with my thoughts.
Right. So your program, what's the, I'm looking at this empowerment training preparation for a 2-week healing.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Okay. Well, by the way, the last one is food is energy of the mastery keys. And that's your favorite one, so I'm not going to. The quantum one, which is looking at food, which it really is, you know, if you reduce food down to what it really is, it's energy, as is everything else. So, you know, it's no different than any kind of energy. It's not good energy. It's not bad energy. It's non-intentional energy. And it's our mind that creates the flow of what that energy is going to do, or your body knows how to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
So food is energy is very important. That's another one. So that's part of the four mastery keys. Then the empowerment training is about saboteurs, which we've spoken about, really getting, you know, all in all sports, like football or basketball, people study their opponents. And because they're paid millions of dollars, like to be on the Lakers or to be, you know, whoever you're studying, they study their opponents' every move. It's not like a surprise. So, you know, with our inner thoughts and with what comes at us from the outside, we act like, you know, in a way, we go through the same scenario over and over again, and we wonder, like, why do I feel bad? I go to this place, the same people are there, I leave and I feel terrible, and we do it again.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like we have to know what's sabotaging us, what's keeping us from feeling good, and then we have to take a stand, which is part of the empowerment training, where you actually take a stand. You say, okay, I have the keys as to what will help me if I let go of dieting. I see what is going to hold me up. I have to really understand it. This is not intellectual. And now I'm going to see, does it really work? I'm going to take a stand. I'm going to keep my mind focused. Every time it wants to go back to a sabotaging thought, I'm going to bring it back.
Okay.
And I'm going to stay really focused, 100%. Close, you know, no one can be 100%, but enough so the cells get, oh my God, she's leaving me alone. Now I can just function how I'm supposed to. And it can go back to its normal way of functioning.
And that's the 2-week healing program.
Yeah, that's where you do it yourself. There's a ceremony, you know, that we go through kind of just a we go through all the parts, make sure the person's ready, and then they do a 2-week healing. And, you know, then it's about support and staying with it because it's not easy. We're so programmed. We're so programmed by the other belief systems that we have to stay attuned. It's like we can't fall asleep.
Right. Now, is that something that you then work with the clients in for this?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's part of the whole training.
Yeah, it is. And then I work with the person. So it's a very in-depth, it's an in-depth program. And hopefully for people it's a permanent program. But, you know, there are people who quit it. It takes guts.
I believe it, because you're dealing with a lot of having to look in the mirror, and it's just not that quick, easy fix.
That's right. So people can do, you know, I invite anyone to go keep doing quick, easy fixes. But my experience is that they don't work. If they had worked, I promise you, I would have done it. I wanted a quick, easy fix. I really did. And I tried the diets. And if they had worked, I guarantee you, I wouldn't have had to develop this. Because we all want to, you know, end the pain. It's so painful. It's so much suffering.
Yes. Can you, Patricia, get into the demonstration and transformation portion? What is that all about?
So before you take a stand, we have, it's really, I go through, in a sense, a review. A review that reviews all the things we've just talked about, and with the person individually or a group, it depends how they're learning it. And I say at the end of it, after we review it and we, you know, practice eating and really see what we're up against with the saboteurs, and we've worked with it, and you know what your opponent is, you know how you're going to deal with it in your mind, your inside opponent. And then at a certain point in, I call it the ceremony of empowerment, I say, are you ready? You know, from 0 to 10, do you feel ready to back yourself? Because if you're not going to back yourself 100%, then, you know, don't bother.
Right.
And so I ask people and I help them get there, because I dealt with someone today and, you know, she was, I said, where are you from 0 to 10? And she said, I'm an 8. Well, we can't go with an 8. 8 doesn't do it. We need to be a 10. So I said, okay, what are the thoughts? Let's discuss it.
Okay.
And
so when they come up with a number, whatever comes up to their mind immediately, then that's when you get into, okay, what's going on, and you look at it, review it.
Yeah, until they feel they're a 10.
Yeah,
and then they
say they're a 10. Okay.
You know, and hers was fear. She was so afraid, and I, you know, everyone's afraid. It's like jumping off a cliff in a way. You want to know that you're going to be held.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a scary thing to do for everyone, pretty much on some level, because you're really going into trust and out of control.
Yes.
And so we talked about it. And after we talked about it, she said, okay. I mean, it was a very short talk. Probably took about 10, 15 minutes. 10 minutes at the most, I would. And it was through. And she said, yes, I'm ready. I'm not going to let my fear stop me anymore. How many times has fear stopped me from having everything I want in my life? It's okay to feel fear and keep moving.
Right. And as an intuitive and doing your physiotherapy, is it?
Are you talking about psychotherapy?
Sorry, psychotherapy. You have to be really in touch with what's happening with the other person, with your client. So you must be picking up a lot of information that you can narrow down to, okay, this is a belief system or like you're saying, like a fear that's holding them back. So you could probably channel on information fairly quickly as to what's going on with that person.
Yeah, it's not really from being, I mean, yes, psychotherapy is my field for 30 years, but this is kind of different. There, she told me, I mean, it was.
Okay.
But also because I've healed, I know eaters. I am one. I'm a healed eater. So I know them. I know us. I love us and I know us. And so I'm able to talk the language. It helps.
Yes.
When you've been there. I really understand it. You know what I'm saying? It's I understand where people go and what happens with them, and I just think I've been healed so many years. I just know how to help them.
Well, your energy is so strong, and I'm sure, you know, I'm sure that's so true. What?
Yeah.
You mentioned a follow-up. What's that part of a follow-up? Is that what you're, like, supporting them?
Yes, because, you know, all right, so you do a two-week healing, you say, my God, all right, I ate all that food. Not that that's the purpose of this. It's not, I don't want to teach people to just eat, you know, junk food. That's not really the purpose of this at all. It's really to get them over deprivation so that then they'll get to be able to go into advanced eating where they can start to listen to themselves and not just eat to overcome, not just eat to stuff themselves. They can start making choices once they're not deprived. So the practice is, once you see that you can eat whatever you want and not gain weight, you have to really hold that. It's a new idea. And
right.
Like you said, society is all around telling you, you better go on a diet. You better start running. You better, if you want to get into that bathing suit, you better start now. And the practice really, people need a practice. You know, if you see anybody who's in martial arts, or if you're a meditator, or I tell people just even to start a sacred practice where they're just spend 10 minutes a day, you know, where you put in positive thoughts. Everything is a practice. And so we have to sign up to be more self-loving. It's a matter of, are you going to be more self-loving with yourself? And take, even if it's 10 minutes a day, where you self-love. And so the practice is holding on to what you've just discovered. And if you don't hold on to that way of thinking, it can go as fast as it came, you know.
Yes. Oh, it's the self-love. It's just such a huge, huge issue. I think
it is.
Most people.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a lifetime issue. So
it
we
is.
Have to be nice to ourselves, because it's not like okay, I have to totally love myself before the weight will come off. I haven't found that to be true.
Okay.
I have to love myself more. I have to constantly in life really want to love myself more. Now, when I healed myself, I can't even say, did I love myself more? I don't even think I did. Not when I was 20. I was really depressed and I didn't like myself at all.
Oh.
But over time, I like myself now. That's taken work.
Yes.
You know, that takes a lot of self-love and realizing I'm a wonderful person and I'm not defective, and really coming full circle, realizing there was nothing ever really wrong with me. You know, there was nothing really horrible about me, or that I needed to carry the shame. You just find out over time that it takes time. And so people have to be willing, if they just want to stay unconscious and have some kind of a pill, then go get them. There's tons of them.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'm not against anybody doing that. It's not what healed me. So personally, I'm just teaching what healed me and passing it on, and everyone. And I think the joy is that we all are participating in our health on many, many levels. And so, and self-love is such a big part of it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. Yeah. It's huge.
I wake up in the morning. I go out on my porch. The first thing I do, got my tea. I go out into my porch. Little signs that say, like, gratitude or something or this or that. And I say, oh, yeah, God, what are 10 things? Before my monkey mind starts, what are 10 things I'm grateful for, you know, today? And I'm constantly looking for what makes the glass half full. And consequently, after a while, it just starts to be half full.
And is it that gratitude that's really helped you maintain this weight, your level?
No,
of-
No, it was really understanding these principles and realizing once I saw that my mind could change my body after those 2 weeks I did it, once I saw that, I was really blown away because I had no idea the mind was so powerful. I had no idea.
That's exciting, and there's so much research out there right now and how powerful our mind is, and so many great authors, and like you say, Bruce Lipton, and there's just so many wonderful people to follow, Greg Braden, and it goes on and on. So, It's exciting.
But when I saw it when I was 20, I went, oh, it was as if, it's like, I can't even describe it. It was like, oh, my God, you mean I've been duped? It's like I popped out of this whole belief system, and I lost weight by focusing my mind, and I went, you've got to be kidding me. It's like I really have that ability that my mind, just from using my mind, my body went back to its perfect proportion. You're kidding me. I was in absolute shock, but I've never lost that. I know that, you know, I've never lost that miracle, that awe of it. To me, it was, I understood it, but it was still amazing. I was in my 20s and I'm thinking, oh my God, if I can do that, what else can I do?
Well, yeah, what else can I do?
That was
amazing.
My question.
And that was a long time ago, you know?
That was a long time ago. And that was my real gift I got. What I got was really seeing what it would do with weight. That was my number one gift, where I just popped out. It was like, it's like if you jumped above the whole mass consciousness and went, wait a minute, oh my God, it's kind of like the Wizard of Oz. Oh my God, I can, you mean all the time all I had to do was click my heels and say, I, you know, take me home, or there's no place like home, and I could go home? You mean after all this and the Wicked Witch and everything else?
And you're
all I had to do was that?
Yeah, that's amazing.
And that's what happened to me. And I thought, this is amazing. I have got to say something to the world about weight. And it's amazing how many people can't hear it. There more and more can hear it about healing disease, but so many people don't want to hear it about weight. It's amazing.
I think that's coming more and more all the time. I really think that you're on to something really big here. When you this whole program, what's the completion period? Well, how long does it take approximately to complete the program?
Well, to, you know, I can't say on losing weight because that's individual. To show that food, that all of a sudden food that you thought was going to make you gain weight no longer makes you gain weight, to see the power of your mind, I think you can do that in 4 to 6 months. To hold that is, you know, you have to really hold on to that thinking. Like you can't, it's like riding a bike. You know, at first you can't balance because you have to get used to it. You need training wheels. And then you can get let go of them, but you're still wobbly. And so it's very similar. So I say 4 to 6 months.
Okay.
You know, it is a practice. Just like I said, you know, all the arts, they're a practice. So so that's kind of the range of what I say.
You have, now you've got material to help support. So, yes, you do this, but you've created these CDs and affirmation cards. So can you just briefly go over that and how that can support a person on your program?
Yeah, people love the CDs. It's a CD set, and one of them is subliminal, so it's just the same words without the relaxation part, and you just hear music. And the other part really takes you through the principles. It has 10 minutes on the inner child work, which I feel is so needed, and it has affirmations, and then it has some just on the mastery keys, the first part of it. And I find people sleep with it. They listen to it all the time. It's funny. people say I go to sleep listening to your
yeah,
listening to my voice, and they seem to really, really like it. And so it obviously is extremely helpful to people. And the affirmations cards are, you know, like I said, I go outside and I look at different signs I have.
Mm-hmm.
And affirmation cards are signs. So, you know, your mind's going to focus, your attention, what is it? Energy flows where your attention goes. I think that's mm-hmm. the saying. So if you have an affirmation, and thus the affirmation cards that set up and says, you know, everything I eat, my body takes whatever it needs from food and releases the rest. Or I am a radiant child of light. Or, like I said,
yes,
it's safe to be thin. Whatever it is, and you have that around, and you know how many times a day you pass it, you know, or you're
okay.
looking at it. It's very important. So, because thoughts go in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is, you know, we pass by it every day. You look in the mirror. Well, given left to your own demise, most people have not a great comment to put in that mirror.
I know.
So it's great to have an affirmation. Much
put
better
it on,
than letting...
Huh? So put it on your mirror then.
Oh, yeah. Put it where you look. On the refrigerator, on the mirror, on the...
Okay.
You know, put it anywhere so that... one of them is everything I eat makes me lighter and lighter. Anyway, so that you're filling yourself with, you know, thoughts. So that's why the affirmation cards.
Yeah, I like it. And I think they are very powerful, and it's a great combination. And like you say, the whole self-sabotage and the inner child work. And I know you do mention journaling, too. And I guess that's another way that we can really question what comes into our mind and just sort of let it flow out on paper. So that seems like a real, real important step.
We have to really deal with this part of ourselves that's wounded. And that's why I put the inner child in there. That's why journaling's in there. We have to deal with the wounded part. We don't have to heal it. I certainly, you know, didn't in 2 weeks heal the part of me that felt I wasn't good enough mm-hmm. and, you know, and was unhappy. That didn't go away overnight. I was still able to heal myself with whatever I did. But that healing is a process. And the more you heal it, then the more you can make choices that are free about what food you want to put in, what makes you feel better. And
right.
It's different than stuffing it.
I really sense from you know reading your book that it's like very spiritual, which it has a real nice glow to it, and all your you know meditations, and it just feels very very angelic, to be honest. That's the sense that I get. So I think that's really nice, and you know calling in all of our helpers for anything like this is really important. So I really like that too. You've got really good examples of different meditation. So,
well, thank you.
Well, yeah, very nice.
Thank
okay,
you.
Patricia, this has been, there's just so much information, and, you know, I just encourage anybody really like to pick up the book. I think we've turned a corner in society, and we're now more open to this whole quantum energy. And the Freedom from Food from Patricia and her website, I believe it's freedomfromfood.net. Is that correct?
Yes, it's important to do the N-E-T, freedomfromfood.net, because that'll take you there, Patricia Bish. And yes, I look forward to meeting anyone that feels they would like my support.
And you do, if anybody wants individual consulting sessions, they can just get in contact with you on your website?
Absolutely, yes. I have my email up there, and there's a place just to contact me. And I even offer a 20-minute free consultation. So if people want to talk, they can.
Perfect. Well, Patricia, there's just so much information. I know we could go on for another hour, I'm sure, but I really want to thank you for coming on tonight. And just for everybody here, this is going to be posted at several places. And I think, Patricia, you'll have probably a posting of this interview and on my website of www.whisperingenergetic.ca. And, yeah, thanks, everybody, for coming on. I'm sure there's probably lots of questions that people may have, and but hopefully you've covered off, and I think you have quite nicely, a lot of information today. And if they really have any more information and any more questions, then really to go to the book is what I would suggest. So I'm getting more excited about this. I think it's time for me. I'm ready to make a change, and I need to be an example for people to follow me, and they're looking for a better health and well-being. So thank you, Patricia, and for being on, and I'm sure we'll be in touch in the future.
Oh, good. Well, thank you, and I appreciate you having me on your show.
Okay, so bye, everyone, and we'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hello?